I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Firefighters scrambled Sunday to make progress against wildfires that have killed at least 16 people in the Los Angeles area as forecasters again warned of dangerous weather with the return of strong winds this week. At least 16 people are missing, and authorities say that number is expected to rise. The California Office of Emergency Services says 150,000 people in Los Angeles County are under evacuation orders, with more than 700 people taking refuge in 9 shelters. The U.S. National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for severe fire conditions through Wednesday, with sustained winds of 80 kilometers per hour and gusts in the mountains topping 100 kilometers per hour. The Weather Service says the most dangerous day will be Tuesday, warning about the combination of gusty winds, a dry atmosphere, and dry brush. Fierce winds have been largely blamed for turning wildfires sparked last week into infernos that leveled entire neighborhoods around the city where there has been no significant rainfall in more than 8 months. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says while they have made progress fighting the blazes,
these winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
But he says they are prepared.
Reports that I've received is that the LA County water system is ready.
LA Police Chief Jim McDonald says they can no longer allow residents back into burned out areas because of the dangers and the search for the missing.
We will have cadaver dog deployment, and that will result in crime scene preservation.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Experts and rights advocates are reacting to the United States' determination that genocide is being committed by Sudan's Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group and its allies. Reporter Henry Wilkins has more.
Adam Rojal is with the General Coordination of Darfur Displaced People and Refugees.
The community in Darfur is well aware of the crimes and violations committed against them. They consider these acts of genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, and crimes against humanity to be a natural part of their lives. For them, the recognition and acknowledgement by the international community and larger countries is a victory and a step towards achieving justice.
Nicole Windersheim, a deputy director at Human Rights Watch.
They can feel that their trauma is recognized. I mean, I don't want to understate that.
When asked for a response to the accusations, an RSF spokesperson provided VOA with a statement widely shared on social media. It said, "This decision has no value or impact on the current situation in Sudan, but may complicate the Sudanese crisis. The statement does not deny the allegation of genocide." Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke Sunday about the latest efforts to reach a ceasefire and hostage release in the Israel-Hamas war. The phone call is part of an intensifying push to reach a deal before Donald Trump's inauguration next week. Talks mediated over the past year by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have repeatedly stalled at moments when they seemed close to a deal. Still, in recent days, U.S. officials have expressed hope of sealing an agreement. The head of Israel's Mossad Foreign Intelligence Agency and Biden's top Mideast advisor are both in the Qatari capital Doha, which has been helping mediate talks. The European Union's foreign policy chief says the bloc's foreign ministers will discuss easing sanctions imposed on Syria at a meeting in Brussels later this month.
We want to see no radicalization. We want to see inclusiveness of women also in the process. So these are the things that we are going to discuss.
Kaya Kallas's comments came at a gathering of top European and Middle Eastern diplomats Sunday in the Saudi capital of Riyadh to discuss Syria's future after the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad last month. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.